big voice guy without the music. Is it still My Michelle Live? Well, absolutely. And here we are going into our entertainment review. I could sing, but I won't. I will introduce to you, as I do every week, Adam Holtz, who indeed is pretty cool with Plugged In Movie Reviews, as I am near Houston, Texas, experiencing a little Texan life. We're going to be talking as well of some fun and exciting things that people can do when they're in the Houston area. And look what section I decided to come to.
Are you in the movie section?
I am in the movie section. Let's just pull one. Let's pull this out. There we go.
Oh, Rio Lobo.
There you go. A little John Wayne action
for
you.
If I had a favorite John Wayne movie, that should be.
Ta-da. Yeah.
But Pilgrim, I don't have a favorite John Wayne movie.
One of the reasons I wanted to sit in this section as we broadcast today, broadcasting live and replayed at My Michelle Live and everywhere you can hear podcasts, is that sometimes it is kind of fun to peruse through your library. That is great entertainment. As libraries around the country open up, it's great entertainment. There's great kids sections. We talk about movies all the time, but honey, there's nothing wrong with picking up a book. Okay. That's really good entertainment. And Plugged In does book reviews as well.
We do. And we've been doing a bunch of hot new young adult drama kind of books lately. So definitely check out our book review section because there's good stuff there.
There is. Plus, this movie section, like many movie sections at libraries, some libraries even have digital downloads that you can rent or rather rent, just check out. You can find things that you may not be able to find on Netflix and Amazon, you know, some of these films.
Let's face it, isn't that, can we just have a moment of silence for Blockbuster? I know it's been a hot minute for Blockbuster, but let's face it, part of the fun of going to the video stores back in the day was you would look through the shelves and maybe you would end up with something that you either weren't expecting, you weren't looking for, or you didn't even know existed, but there it was. But when they curate stuff for us, mostly they look at what you've already done and they try to give you something broadly similar. So even their little lists, it's never going to replace that Blockbuster experience. I mean, it's yet another reason to grieve for the children of today.
They just
grow up, they're not outside riding their bikes, they're on YouTube watching people prank each other, and they don't know about Blockbuster. How sad.
That's right. Plus, their music isn't as good, but that may be another podcast for another day, right?
Yes, that's right.
So I will be covering today, maybe not so many movies, although there are some downloads that I'll be looking at as I'm flying. You know, it's always nice to have that backup because you don't always know. And going out and about to new cities, one of my favorite things to do is to experience the museums, to experience their zoos, and to experience their food. And I'm telling you, between Whataburger and Tex-Mex, oh my goodness, I could Tex-Mex every day for the rest of my life. But right. We're also
your life might be shorter, more satisfying.
Maybe if I do more Tex-Mex and less Whataburger, I'm just saying.
Right.
But beautifully friendly, wonderful people here in and throughout the state of Texas. As I'm traveling, you may want to help me out on some movies that I could download. And we're going to also talk anything that's kind of new. And there's just not a whole lot to get terribly excited about this week. But what you got for me, Adam?
Well, let's start with an Anna Kendrick movie. She's not playing with cups or singing songs or being Santa Claus's daughter. Like, let's face it, Anna Kendrick has had some terrific roles that are very memorable. But this time she is in a movie called Stowaway. She's a doctor. She's one of three astronauts on a mission to Mars. And if you know anything about rocket science, and I'm not, I was an English and religion major. I don't know anything about rocket science. In fact, as an aside, I figured out in seventh grade that the quadratic equation had nothing to do with my future, as far as I could tell.
And that's why I can't even spell it.
I don't know where you're going, but that thing is not going to be. Anyway, I digress. Anna Kendrick, Stowaway, Rocket Science, that's where I was. They have to measure every ounce of everything on a rocket so that they have enough fuel and oxygen to get to where they're going, in this case, another planet, right? So they're taking off and things are a little leaky. So the readings aren't right. And mission control's like, yeah, just keep going, you'll be fine. Well, it's hinky because there's a dude passed out inside the secret compartment and he falls out all bloody and unconscious and almost dead, but not quite dead for Monty Python fans. I'm not dead yet. And yeah, so they take care of him, but they realize the math doesn't work anymore. They don't have enough fuel or enough oxygen to get to Mars with a fourth person unexpectedly on board their rocket ship. And I won't spoil it completely. He wasn't even trying to be a stowaway. It's kind of a weird story how he ended up there. So what are they going to do? It's an ethical conundrum because somebody's probably got to die if they're going to make it to Mars successfully. So that's what that's about. It's a TVMA Netflix movie. Netflix sometimes does movies but gives it a television rating. That's the equivalent of an R. It's got, I think, 5 or 6 F-words in it, which is not my favorite. They could have easily trimmed that out and had a PG-13 rating or a TV-PG-13 rating. But as, you know, M-rated and R-rated fare goes, you're not going to feel totally assaulted from start to finish with carpet bombing profanity. So, you know, honestly, Anna Kendrick is one of those people that I could watch in almost anything. I really like her. She's fun to watch. This is a different kind of role for her. It's a very dramatic role. This is kind of a quirky movie. But if you like sci-fi, Lost in Space, Disaster in Space, you know.
Yeah, that's Apollo, what it was sounding a little bit like.
Yeah, Apollo 13-ish, kind of, but not really, because Tom Hanks isn't there. You might enjoy this one. It's an interesting little film with enough caveats that I wouldn't probably stream it for the whole family, but I think for older teens on up, this could be potentially an option for you this weekend. Mm-hmm. Anyway, for letting me wander all over the narrative farm on that one.
That's right. And you know, I'm always up for a good space movie, so that works for me. And, you know, it's something to get excited about. Now, something that I've heard a lot of buzz about, and I'm not thinking there's going to be any big surprises there, is Mortal Kombat.
Right. It's Mortal and it's Kombat.
Okay. There you go. So, moving on.
Everything you need to know. It is a graphically violent reboot of a franchise based on a video game. So, it's bad enough that it's based on a video game. Because, yeah, in general, video game movies, they're almost always bad. It's just hard to do well. With Sonic the Hedgehog being a recent exception to that.
It was kind of cute.
I liked it. This is about people killing each other graphically, which is what the video game was about back in 1992. Things have not changed.
Okay, there you go. But you can get the long review if you go to pluggedin.com. That's what's new. But we do like to kind of dig out some of the things that we could revisit that we may want to, you may want to get a C in. Any thoughts? Because I can just start pulling things off the shelf if you, wow, this is.
Well, you know, that would be a fun way to do things. You know, Wonder Woman 1984 is now fully available streaming, DVD. And it's not a perfect movie. There's one or two kind of suggestive scenes, but I really like Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I don't think it's as good as the first movie.
I'm glad you like her. I just think that I don't think she's multidimensional.
No, she's really not. And actually, I liked her more in the first movie than this one. I felt like she had more sort of, there was more stuff going on theologically in the first movie. She sort of tries to figure out the problem of evil.
Yeah.
This one, the problem of a plot that may or may not be working.
Yeah. And you can like it. And I'm not saying that it was a bad movie. I'm just, you know, it's it lacks something for me, you know, and I'm a girl. I grew up, you know, Wonder Woman, you know, and having a Wonder Woman, there's not a whole lot of long-standing female superheroes for little girls to look at and say, oh, that's really cool, and play Wonder Woman. Yeah. So, and just having someone who is this goddess type, always perfect person is kind of like, okay.
Yeah, right? Because the rest of us aren't living in god or goddess territory. Well, somebody might think we are.
Okay, well, yeah, just in case you're wondering, because that could be a common mistake as you watch today, or not.
That but was not a shot at you. That was a shot at me.
But speaking of kind of a yawn, the 4 hours of Justice League, is that ever going to come out? And why, you know, I think I've asked you this before, why didn't they just put it out in a half-hour series or an hour-long each series? That was, because all it truly is, and I haven't gotten through all of it yet, is just the backstories. So if you've seen all of the Batman, the Wonder Woman, the Superman, you already know what the backstories are. So that's really all it is, just a regurgitation. It's nothing all that spectacular to begin with. And it's 4 hours long. Four hours. Come on.
It's R-rated now, too, because we've got some language and some violence that wasn't in the original version. So, yeah, I mean, you kind of got to be a super fan. And if you're a super fan, you're probably picking holes in the things they screwed up anyway, you know? But super fans do. They have entire blogs and podcasts and websites dedicated to helping people know how the movie makers didn't get it right. So I'm more of a Marvel super fan than I am a DC super fan.
Yeah.
I think they've tried to do some interesting things in humanizing and creating more three-dimensional characters, but mostly it's just been kind of dark.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, it's a dark franchise. It's a dark universe. But that's also in comparison to Marvel, which you can marvel at, because the characters are likable, relatable, funny. Their characters run deep, and who they are comes out. Great actors that jump into these roles, you know. You can no longer just throw a whole lot of money at a project. I guess we want a little bit more. Is there anything that is a little bit more out there that you would recommend, Mr. Adam Holmes?
You know, I would say, I was talking to somebody at work yesterday, and they were absolutely raving about A Week Away, which is a Christian musical teen romance drama on Netflix.
Really?
A Week Away, and it's about a camp called Camp A Week Away, where you go, and after a week, it changes your life.
Okay. Boy, I think I've been to camps like that.
Right? So think like Camp Rock, only with a more Christian kind of vibe to it. And we actually had a chance to interview the star, Bailey Madison, one of our LinkedIn folks, Emily Clark, had a terrific interview with her, and you can find that on our LinkedIn YouTube channel. That's a fun perk. You know, it's fun to talk to people who make the movies. And I think this is a movie that potentially, of all the movies on Netflix, this one might be more worth watching than most of them. But it's a tender, fun, musical, teen, Christian drama, which you might think all those things would cancel each other out, but it works pretty well.
Okay. I wanted to talk about a couple other things that are now streaming, and you will put that on the plug-in site. Sacronic is something that I know nothing about. That came out this week. We've talked a bit in the past week of Arlo, the Alligator Boy. So a couple of things that you can find streaming.
Yeah. You know, Sacronic is a movie in which there's a drug on the street, and it's called Sacronic, and it basically warps people's mentality. And it's one of these movies where kind of right up to the end, you're not sure what's really going on there. It's a movie that stars Anthony Mackie, and I really like Anthony Mackie. He's another actor whose stuff I kind of dig. This movie, I'd probably take a pass. I don't know that it's worth the level of investment for a gritty, pretty dark, R-rated movie that's got a lot of violence and some pretty horrific scenes in it. So, you know, if that's what you're into, check out our
Okay.
Make a decision for yourself.
I like it. I'd like to know that. Arlo the Alligator Boy, if you look at it, looks like it's for young kids.
Yeah. This is a movie that is a story about a half alligator, half boy, who half human, who floats down the eastern seaboard in a basket, ends up in Louisiana, and gets raised by a kind woman there who eventually encourages him to return to New York City by his father. And Arlo goes on an adventure where he finds a lot of people who are pretty great. This is a movie about friendship. It's about helping each other. A couple of those characters are pretty flamboyant. I mean, it seems like there's maybe an LGBTQ or a gay stereotype not very far under the surface. I think young viewers aren't going to have enough life experience to really notice that.
Why is it, can I just ask, maybe this is a rabbit trail, but why is it in this particular film, the LGBTQ community is saying, yeah, this is, you know, an LGBTQ friendly, but why is it that we cannot indulge in cultural appropriation, that stereotypes are ridiculous, but we stereotype a character that seems flamboyant, and we have to assume that it's LGBTQ. It can't just be someone's flamboyant and they have other leanings. Right. So it goes to show that sometimes, not only in our entertainment, but in our world, man, there really isn't any consistency outside of a biblical worldview. Things get a little crazy. If you don't have a little ultimate truth, your hypocrisy starts to show.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, you and I could go on an appropriation conversation rabbit trail that we might never return. I mean, off into the wilderness and they were never seen again, right? I will simply say this is a movie that the LGBTQ community has really embraced. So take that for what it's worth. And maybe that is important to you. Maybe it's not important to you. Maybe you wouldn't give it another thought. Maybe you would say, I'm sure I want to go there.
You can see the long review at Plugged In, and you can decide for yourself. Truly, I see nothing wrong with exposing my kids to different personality types. Not everybody has to be the same. I did want to say, speaking of alligators.
That's a great segue. I can't wait to see where you're doing
that. I'm telling you, as far as entertainment, visiting Texas, the Houston area, I went to the George Ranch, which highlights, you know it, huh?
I'm not familiar with it, but I know a little bit about it.
A little. It highlights these dwellings from original settlers, and then all the way through to 1936-ish, and seeing how people lived and thrived, survived, and sometimes not, in this beautiful state of Texas in the greater Houston area. And I loved it. There, it's a working ranch. So you can see how they wrestle the cattle, how they brand the cattle, what the branding means. You just really get this interaction. Though, to see those kind of things open up again, where kids and big kids like me get to experience history head on, great. But walking those beautiful acres, and there's acres and acres, but walking through along the bayou, man, there was quite a few alligator sightings. They're just out there, you know, just.
They're just chilling.
They're just chilling. And that's a little different for Seattle Northwest girl. You may be in Texas going, I got one in my swimming pool last week. But for me, it was like, whoa. What?
So the closest I have gotten to wandering through Texas history, a couple of years ago, I was in Dallas and I visited South Fork Ranch, which is, of course, is where they filmed the TV show Dallas. I was pretty excited about that, and I got there, and it was just a house in the middle of suburbia. You know, back in the day, they always had the helicopter flying in over, and there was this house out in the country.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Since the show was on, the suburbs have completely overtaken South Fork Ranch. And it's just like, well, I could drive across town and go to a house like this. So anyway, that's as close as I get to wandering through Texas at a tourist attraction in Texas.
Well, there you go. There you go. I love taking some time through history. And I like visiting the library, which I am at today, which is pretty exciting. This is a time where we look at some of the things that we could say, definitely, this is worth a see, and definitely, this is not. So I thought I'd ask you, Adam, what do you think?
Well, I think that definitely worth a see. I'm going to circle back to a week away. That was fun. And I think that if you are of a mind to dig deeper into history, the movie Roe v. Wade, which is on all the major streaming services. did we talk about this last week?
Very little, but yeah, I was like, yeah, that was one of my, you should probably should see this movie. It's actually well done. It's entertaining and wow, informative.
It is informative. And what I liked about it was it shows how just a couple of people exert enormous influence. Like, we often think about the movements in history as this sort of mass of folks, but individuals matter. Mm. Our individual stories matter. Our individual convictions matter. And they could make a big difference in somebody's life.
Come on, yeah. That's so true.
This movie illustrated how two men at sort of the heart of the push to legalize abortion really exercised incredible influence in our culture. And one of those guys later becomes a Christian and wrote an expose and a book upon that this movie is based on. And so, yeah, you can always say, well, they play fast and loose with history here or there. But I'm like, well, this story was written by one of the guys right at the heart of it. I think that gives us credibility.
Yeah, it's definitely educational, informative, and entertaining as well. All of the things that I think make a good movie. So I think we are in agreement there. Do you have anything that you should say, just back away from completely?
No, I would say you could take a pass on the movie Vanquish, which is in theaters, and it is, oh, it's a crime thriller. And I, one of the reasons I love my coworker, Paul Acey, is that he, when he doesn't like a movie, sometimes he very deliciously tears it apart. And I just want to, I just want to quote from his review, he says, perhaps the title is for the best because this is a movie one would want to forget. It's violent and crass and profane, of course, and it still manages to be very dull and tedious. My guess is I won't remember reviewing this thing 6 months from now, and I doubt whether Morgan Freeman will even remember acting in it.
Okay. Tell us what you really think, Paul.
I know, but Paul's telling us what he really thinks.
Anything on the horizon that we can look forward to?
Really, we're still in this doldrums as we get
into
summer. We'll have Black Widow coming out. I mean, we'll begin to see some of the tentpole movies, but we've got to push really to the end of May before some of those bigger movies start to roll into theaters. And I believe Disney is releasing Black Widow both on Disney Plus and in theaters. And theaters have not been very happy with Disney for making that decision.
Yeah, but viewers are, because not every state has theaters that are open, and we don't know what's right. Going to happen. And secondly, you know what? Some people are saying, I don't want to go to a theater. Some people can't go to theater. Sometimes it's just not feasible. I like having that option. Things change, theater, sorry. There's ways that you can maybe think out of the box and make the experience a little different. If you've ever gone to a dinner theater, that's kind of fun, you know? So you've got the space, you might want to rethink the outlet and how, what to do with it.
So my daughter and I, my daughter had a swim meet this weekend in Denver, and I spent the weekend up there with her. We went to see Raya and the Last Dragon in the theater, and it was so great. I mean, I get that people may be a little skittish about theaters, but frankly, most of the theaters don't have very many people in them, and they're sitting a long way from you.
Anyway,
the theater was way safer than most of the restaurants I've been in the last month or two.
And see, you like that. I prefer to be able to pause it and say, I'm going to take a bathroom break, or pause it and say, hey, I need more popcorn, or, you know, I don't have to listen to the kids screaming in front of me or kicking my seat, you know, like riding on the airplane. So, you know, I kind of prefer being at home, but again, it could be an experience. It's an American experience, just like the drive-in. We talk about this every year. I love the drive-in. I love the drive-in. And you know what? With COVID, people were making drive-ins in parking lots. And you know, it's too bad that drive-ins have kind of gone the way of the dinosaur and 35-millimeter cameras and Blackberries. Because
Blackberries.
Right? Oh. I pulled that one out. Because, you know, this in this time... Now that's a way to see a movie, right? Laying out in the back of your truck, getting all I like that.
So, back to your original question, really the next big things that people may have even heard about, Cruella comes out May 28th.
Wait, what?
Cruella.
Get out. So we get a backstory on Cruella. Is that what it?
And it stars Emma Stone, and you need to watch the trailer because it's like. Cruella watched The Dark Knight 100 times in a row and then made a movie.
Oh, no.
Pretty, pretty, and Emma Stone looks pretty great in that role. And then A Quiet Place 2 comes out that weekend as well. That was supposed to come out like a year and a half ago.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you really like aliens that kill you if you make a noise, you're going to love this
movie. Did not love the first movie. I couldn't get through it. I mean, you have to, especially if you're watching it from home. Because you have to be watching it. You can't be, you know, surfing the internet, having that. Yeah, so wasn't for me. I like a little dialogue, you know, but what do you do?
I really liked Quiet Place. And my 14-year-old son thought it was the coolest thing he's ever seen.
Okay, all right. So some mixed reviews today on our interaction today. What do you got planned for this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, I'm getting my second COVID shot tomorrow, and my brother, who's a pediatrician, has said don't plan on doing anything because you're not going to feel very good. So.
That's great because we don't want people getting sick.
That's not like fun. I'm going to just go home and have a low-grade fever all weekend.
Yeah, I love that idea. You know, we're trying to keep people from getting sick, so we're going to make them sick. All right, like it. There you go. Thank you. No, but you know, I'm open for the lesson. We've been talking with Adam Holds, our buddy from Plugged In Movie Reviews, getting you plugged into the movies. There is no music going in. There is no music going out. There is no big voice guy because Michelle is on the road, but that's okay. All of the fun, just a little bit different. This is My Michelle Live, and you can find us at mymichellelive.com. Thank you, Adam. You have a great weekend.
I will do it. You too.
Ta-da, ta-da. There we go.
There we go.
That's a wrap.